Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Wednesday, November 16th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Jesus Christ is the Judge of All. Our text is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 31. He hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. Pastor Chris says, the verse above says Jesus will judge the world in righteousness. He is the judge. The Father judges no man. He committed all judgment to Jesus. For the Father judgeth no man, but had committed all judgment unto his Son. Also, in Acts chapter 10 verse 42 from the NIV, we see that Jesus was appointed by God to be the judge of all men. A similar thought is communicated by the Spirit in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 from the NIV through the Apostle Paul. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. The judgment seat of Christ is described in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. The judgment seat of Christ is a judgment of God's people, Christians, where we each receive our rewards from the Master. Everyone will be praised. At his return to the earth, Jesus will judge all nations. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. Then, in Revelation 20, we find Jesus executing the most terrifying of all judgments, which are reserved for sinners. It's called the Great White Throne Judgment. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. These judgments aren't far away. Therefore, serve the Lord truly and live for him every day as we await his soon return. Hallelujah. Please take this prayer with me. Precious Father, I thank you for the opportunity of service in your kingdom. And the privilege to impact my world with the message of salvation as I look forward to the glorious appearing of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For further study, please read Revelation chapter 20 verses 11 and 12 and Revelation chapter 22 verse 12. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, these judgments aren't far away. Therefore, serve the Lord truly and live for him every day as we await his soon return. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to the devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.